So you didn't hear Krishna Ji again until 1960?
60. He came back in 1960, began a series of talks in, I think, June with him.
But now, Mary, I don't know if you want to include all of this, but I think it's a relevant part. Just the things that have happened to you in those years, because Sam had died in that time.
Sam died in
you
the
had
end
all of
that. 1958. And I had just left him in Rome to come back and start to rebuild our house, which had been down.
Yeah.
And I was going back to join him in Rome for Christmas, but to get the house going, come back and make the contract with the builder and do all the those things, and then go back, because the picture, Ben Hur, was not finished, but it would be in early in 1959, and then our house would be in the process of being rebuilt. And 10 days after I got back to Malibu, sorry, and signed the contract, got the building started very quickly, Sam died mm-hmm. suddenly of a massive heart attack. And, I don't want to go on about that. It was as though, I don't know, my life had ended somehow too. But it was very strange. This is very personal, but I'll say it. I had the feeling that as I was still alive, there was something that I had to do, and in some strange way, I felt I was doing it for him and for me.
Mm-hmm.
As though there was something that I had to learn, and don't ask me how, I could somehow do it for him too.
Mm-hmm.
It isn't a logical thing.
No,
I
understand
that.
It was
a very profound feeling.
I
remember feeling that very night, there's something I've got to do. And I felt that I had to find out what all this was about, that was the only important thing to me, what lay beyond
mm-hmm.
life and death, and what are we all doing with our lives, and why do we go so wrong, and all the questions that I think mm-hmm. probably we all put about our lives when we come in contact with something that is as serious as Krishnaji's teachings, and also as serious as someone dying
mm-hmm.
in your life,
mm-hmm.
really in a crisis.
Mm-hmm.
And the answer to that was I had to go back and listen to what Krishnamurti had to say. It wasn't to run to Krishnamurti for
mm-mm.
some kind of refuge or enlightenment or I don't
solace
know.
Solace, yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was that I had to understand what he was talking about, because I felt instinctively and profoundly that what he was talking about had to do with reality and truth. And that was the whole point of my still being alive. It was the mm-hmm. only thing that I wanted to do, was interested in. It was the only reason for anything to me at that point.
Mm-hmm.
But I also had a very strong feeling in the weeks and months that followed that don't go out of running away from something.
Mm-hmm.
Don't go for someone to solve a problem or to somehow make you feel better in some way. Don't run away from what's happened. Come to terms with what's happened in your own life. And don't mix that up. I mean, don't go for don't go out of just running away from something.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That would be wrong. In other words, don't go with that self-motive.
Yeah,